Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And this is our first show, just us in the studio, Jan.
Yes.
And
oh, my goodness.
I'm super excited that we're talking about something really fun today, and that's Christmas gifts and Christmas gifts for gardeners.
I know. It's just hard to believe that. Well, actually, it's not hard to believe because we've had Christmas kind of in our face, if you will, for the last couple of months. But now's the time to really gear up because Thanksgiving is behind us and we can really concentrate on that.
Yeah, and we were talking about a couple of days ago on a nice way to minimize the overabundance or overindulgence of gift giving during the holiday season.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you had a cute little poem that kind of corresponded with that.
Right. And I got this from my daughter because, you know, we're family, you're always wondering, what does everybody need, blah, blah, blah. And so she gave me this poem. And here's what you can think about for all of your Christmas shopping. Four things, four gifts. What you want, what you need, what you wear, and what you read.
Oh.
And that can tie into any kind of shopping list, regardless of whether you're shopping for the DIY guy or the one that likes to do movies or whatever. And,
right.
And it really is applicable to gardening. I can think of a thousand things that I could put on my list for that.
Exactly. But so let's start off with some things that you want. It's always nice to kind of see, well, some little extra thing that maybe you wouldn't buy yourself as a gardener,
exactly.
But really some nice little fun things that are out there.
Well, plants is always good for me. That's always a safe thing for me. But also some tools that perhaps I would not splurge on for myself. My family laughs at me. I need a new trimmer.
Oh, right.
And that's a little pricey, but that's, you know, those kinds of things. And so that would definitely be a want for me. And
yeah.
It also could fall into the need category.
Right.
Because my other one died.
I was talking to one of your fellow master gardeners, and she was telling me a couple of years ago that she wanted a composter, one of those cylinder composters.
Absolutely.
So she sent her husband to the home improvement store to buy her a composter because that's what she wanted for Christmas. And he walked into the store looking for a sales associate, explained what he was looking for, and the sales guy said, "Are you sure you want to get this for your wife?" For Christmas.
Exactly.
And she says, oh, no, she asked for it.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, it's kind of funny now. And you know, people thought, oh, my God, this guy's going to be in the doghouse if he goes home with a composter and gives this to his wife. But it's all about knowing your recipient as well. So I always think about really nice, fun things that are kind of nice to have are like a little piece of jewelry, whether that's a nice little bracelet or a necklace with some kind of botanical theme.
Yes.
Or charm. I've seen a lot of jewelry made with seeds of plants or even pressed leaves or flowers.
Right.
And resin. So, you know, something like that in a nice color scheme that maybe your giftee would appreciate.
I think that's a good idea. And I collect hummingbirds.
Oh.
And all sizes, shapes, and forms. And there's a lot of really interesting earrings out there or necklaces. So that may be something. And if you want to make a really special gift and maybe you're going the gift card route, which is not a bad idea, especially going back to the gentleman that bought the composter.
Right.
For his wife. Maybe she wanted to pick out the composter.
Right.
So you could, maybe you could find a Christmas ornament that has to do with gardening.
Right.
And you could plug that in with that gift card, and then she could go buy her own composter and make sure that, you know, she wasn't going back to the store and exchanging for everything you bought. So that's an idea. And there's lots of gardening Christmas ornaments that are out there, and those are always a lot of fun as well.
Right, exactly. And I have seen a lot of folks that have like either they're casted earrings that are like out of aspen leaves or birch.
Yes.
Have you seen those? Those
they're
are
beautiful.
Really nice, and either like a rose gold tint
or copper.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's also a nice little color.
Those are fun things to have, and yeah, and then they have special meaning too, because when you put it on, then you always think about the person that gave it to you.
Right, exactly. So what about needs? What would a gardener, in your opinion, what do we need?
Well, I think, you know, even going to some of your gardening places, and good tools are always great. Maybe you need a new pair of pruners.
Right.
That because you've worn yours out. I bought mine back when I graduated in 2010, and the handles are shot and everything else. So I hope my family's listening to this.
Right.
Because I'm giving you some great ideas. But those kinds of things, or maybe some trowels, something.
Yeah.
That's, you know, some things you just kind of flat wear out and you need things. Perhaps.
Right.
You're getting ready to go work in the El Paso Rose Garden.
Yeah.
And you're needing some heavy-duty gloves
right.
to prune roses.
Yeah, those are very specific
they
to roses
are.
And cacti as
Absolutely.
Well,
so. And they are worth their weight in the gold. They're a little more expensive than your standard gloves, but they're worth their weight in gold. And you could do something. And that would fall into the what you would wear category as well. So that's an excellent gift. And they're like everything else. They wear out. So after a couple of years, you might need to have those replaced.
Yeah, I think for one last need, I think a real practical gift, and I've always liked them, are the organizers. So those little caddies that you've put
over
a five-gallon bucket.
Exactly.
Those are really neat and really functional because sometimes, you know, you run out of pockets
and
to stuff your pruners or your other tools in there. So carrying that little five-gallon bucket retrofitted with that canvas overlay is a really practical way to get around in the garden.
Exactly.
Do all
and
your
you can,
chores.
And you can – there's places for water bottles and pruners and I have a bevy of tools that I tote around, and then you just pick the bucket up and off you go. So that is a really practical thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Really practical thing. And a good gardening apron or a sun hat.
Oh, yeah. Definitely things that you wear.
Take that, that bucket you if you're going to do, you know, make up a bucket. Mm-hmm. Put in some sunscreen. Put in a hat. Put in some mud gloves if you want to do that kind of a thing. And then you kind of have the what you want, what you need, what you wear, and what you read. You can put in a gardening journal or some really cool books, some information on your favorite kind of plants, maybe it's succulents or whatever. And that's just a great gift. And, it, you know, you just keep pulling things out of the bucket. So
yeah,
that's
no,
exciting.
Definitely. And I think what I want to do is I want to bring back brooches.
There you go.
I know. I'm actually being funny, but no, it's true. You know, I have found so many like little antique, those little enamel brooches. I just think they're so beautiful.
They
and they
are.
May be a little old fashioned, but you know, I tend to wear monochromatic clothes. So things that pop out either can be my purse,
exactly.
my shoes. But
right.
I'm trying to accessorize, you know, and expand on
it
that.
Makes
so
a difference.
Anything on that, I think it'd be kind of cool. So if anybody knows where I can find additional. Brooches, that'd
well,
be great.
Exactly.
And scarves are also really
sure.
great things to wear, too, in the garden, things that you can layer around. And I've always seen, you know, on the internet, you always see these really, like, fun gardening t-shirts, you know,
oh,
with all these
yes.
little gardening mantras mm-hmm. on them that I think
right.
that are so funny. I've seen something along the lines of gardening is cheaper than therapy.
Exactly. One of my favorites is, old gardeners never die. They just throw in the trowel.
Oh,
and so, you know, those catalogs are everywhere, and they are fun. And when we work in the garden, you know, we're not wearing our tiaras and our fur coats. We've got to have something that's practical, and yet it's still fun, and it identifies us.
Right.
It identifies us as gardeners. And,
of course.
And they're just a lot of fun, so.
Right, and I've also seen, like, really good shoes be a really great
oh,
way.
Oh, absolutely.
I have a couple of gardening shoes, and one of them is the clogs, and
mm-hmm.
and those gardening clogs, they come in really cool colors,
oh, they
and they're
do.
Really fun, and you can wear them when you're done, you know, outside
oh, wow.
the garden, you can go to the store if you like. But I also have some of those knee-high, they're actually rain boots.
Yes.
But those are really functional as well for the gardener too, because sometimes, you know, your tennis shoes won't work, your
exactly.
hiking boots are not really appropriate either. So something that can be washed off when you're
exactly.
done.
Exactly. And I find that those shoes not only are good for, like you say, you can wash them off and so forth and so on, but when I wear them out in my backyard, I've got some hardscape out there. It's quite a bit of concrete. And I never have a problem with my legs hurting.
Big,
and I'm convinced it's because of those shoes. And that takes me into another opportunity on for Master Gardeners. We have encouraged our Master Gardeners and anybody, family, friends, so forth and so on, to choose smile.amazon.com. And if you do that, you can choose a long, long list of charities. And the El Paso Master Gardener Association is on that list. So it's one of the charities, and we get a small amount that is returned to our association, which helps us to do the things and provide the research-based information that that's our mission in Master Gardening. So again, let me encourage you, this is a perfect time of the year to do with Christmas shopping. smile.amazon.com.
And you can find that link directly on the Master Gardener website at
yes.
txmg.org/El Paso. If you scroll down that homepage, you'll see that box that says Amazon Smile. It'll take you directly to that site and plug in the El Paso Master Gardeners. And that's one of the benefits of being your own nonprofit organization, is that you're able to have those funds to sustain your educational efforts
Absolutely.
Out of the community. So that's all really a nice way. There's a lot of great charities out there, but we really, you know, Appreciate your support. Yes. The support on that. So
and you can change those things. I mean, some, you know, I've had some Master Gardeners that have also, you know, supported other charities, but you can go back and forth. But put that on your computer. And like Denise said, you can go to our website or just put it on your favorites. But make sure that you type in smile.amazon.com and it will take you directly to it. And whatever you purchase, it will tell you whether it's eligible for some remuneration for whatever charity you choose. And of course, we hope you choose El Paso Master Gardeners.
Right. And as part of the lifelong learning aspect of it, you know, gardeners are always adding to their libraries and their collection of whether those are going to be your gardening books, your how-to books, or even periodicals as well. So those are other gardening gifts that you can also look into giving to folks, whether that's in the form of a gift card or a specific topic or an author that you're interested in. And there's a lot of great opportunities for folks to expand on the subject that they love. You know,
absolutely.
You kind of wander at the bookstores and you walk in. There's a lot of great selections on the shelves to be able to expand on gardening. So keep on looking at things that are geared for the Southwest.
Absolutely.
That are you know, even, you know, Texas to some extent, you know, we have great knowledge on things that are applicable in El Paso, but your Sunset books are really great books
Absolutely.
To be able to pick up on there. If you want to look at something, remember that our plant palette is very close to New Mexico and Arizona,
sure.
Southern parts of that. So that's really what you want to gear for that, you know, that high, you know, desert living environments. You know, in addition to that, you know, some magazines or even a subscription. Folks, if you live, you know, out of town folks also, if they live near a botanical garden
exactly.
area,
great gifts.
Great gifts to become members or enroll them mm-hmm. to be able to become part of those. It's because there's a lot of benefits that are attached to that.
There are.
If you belong to a botanical garden or a center or an educational entity where they get discounts throughout the year
sure.
on all purchases that they make as well. So kind of look at that and mm-hmm. the kind of like the overview.
Well, and I think in this time of electronic books, that's, you know, we have the tendency to put it on our Nook or our Kindle or whatever. But for my gardening information, I want something to hold in my hand. I want a picture to see. And I say, oh, that's the name of that plant that I've been trying to identify for 6 months.
Right.
So those things are really, really helpful. They're so much good information out there. And again, you can purchase many of those through smile.amazon.com.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think these are great ideas for gardeners. And I don't know about everybody else, but there's not a thing I need in the world. I'm very blessed along those lines. But I'm always happy to have new gardening goodies, whether right. I'm wearing them or using them
exactly.
or reading them. So
exactly. And sometimes a small little trinket with something that,
yes.
you know, is a little specialized,
personal.
Just personal for yourself is kind of makes it a little bit more personal as opposed to just gift cards.
It
all
does.
Around. So,
tuck them in together.
So I hope that we helped our listeners kind of have some ideas on how to go about shopping for the perfect gardening
Absolutely.
Gift for their gardener in their life.
I'm sure we did. We're yeah. good.
Right, exactly. and we get no compensation for anything that we mentioned today.
That's right.
This is
right.
purely based on what we've
our
experienced and what we kind of think of
right.
When we're out there gardening. So we hope that we covered a lot of different ideas for the gardeners. Gifts this holiday season. And if you all have any questions on appropriate gifts for gardeners or even some recommendations on some books, you can call the Master Gardeners at 771-2354. We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Petrozelka.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.